Earnings out from Dallas-based Tenet Healthcare. The earnings were good. Revenues were stronger than expected. Earnings of 56 cents was 12 cents better than the street thought. But a lot of the chatter has been about the most recent spinoff that they have announced. They're Conifer Business Solutions. It's going to be a separate, a publicly traded company. And this was announced a couple of weeks ago. Ron Rittenmeyer is the executive chairman and CEO of Tenet. Joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Hi, David. How are you?
I'm doing well. Well, first of all, congratulations on a good quarter. It looks like, you know, you're the doctor that was brought in to get this company feeling better. It looks better.
Well, we feel better. So that's what we're supposed to say in a hospital business, right? We feel better.
Exactly.
So the patient is doing much better. So that would be the answer.
So first of all, you've got 500, healthcare facilities. You've got 65 hospitals. You've got over 100,000 employees. But a big chunk of this business, a very profitable part, has been this Conifer Solutions that it does contract work, I guess, for individual hospitals and, the admitting office and that sort of thing. Tell me the thought process of, first of all, trying to do, why did you need to do something with this? And I thought you were probably going to sell it to somebody. Now you're going to spin it off?
Yeah, our shareholders in general had raised this, when I came in as CEO, raised this as a, they thought was an opportunity. And, I think anybody raises something that has some merit, you should pursue it. After all, we're owned by our shareholders, and they are owners, so we should be respectful and thoughtful about what their issues are and what their thoughts are. So in that vein, we did take a look at it, and for the last almost, I'd say 18-plus months, we spent looking at whether or not selling it made the most sense or doing something else. I mean, the key is Conifer is a very important part of this business. It collects all our cash. It's our revenue cycle management. It does do intake at hospitals and does some other things for us, as well as for other hospital systems, as you note. We're probably our largest customer, but there are others that make up their portfolio. And they do it very, very well. And out of that, I think we determined that we just didn't think the value would be maximized to the shareholders by selling it. So we then went off and looked at other options. And what we found to be the best option is a tax-free spinoff to our shareholders, which we plan to accomplish at the end of Q2 in 2021. And so 2-year runway to get that done, at which point we plan to hire a new CEO. The former CEO stepped down, and we plan to bring in a new CEO as well as some other changes in the staff and the management, and then some consolidation of centers, and we have to go get some regulatory stuff done, and there's just things you have to do to get this thing ready to spin out as its own independent company. But
so is Tenet still going to have an equity position in this after it's spun out?
No, the shareholders will. Once this is done, Tenet, the corporation, will own nothing in the company. Tenet shareholders will get a tax-free spin out. So they will own the shares in a tax-free transaction. We as a corporation will not own any shares. They will still be probably their largest customer, so they're very important to us, and we'll still have a very tight relationship, but not as an owner.
Do you feel like the fact that Tenet owned Conifer was holding it back from getting contracts with other hospitals to do services?
I don't think it really ever held it back, but, it's a part of a healthcare system. It supports healthcare. It is not in healthcare. Our focus is really around our Tenet hospital network and around USPI, our surgery centers. That's our core business. That's where we want to spend more time and focus. We believe that core business should be separated from the revenue cycle management. Now, there are a lot of people who keep revenue cycle management as part of their hospitals. I think there's nothing wrong with it. We just think there's more value to our shareholders given where we've brought the company. We think it's time to let it stand on its own as a public company.
One of the barriers to running a healthcare company, I would imagine, are trying to get the flow of politics, especially since healthcare has been such a hot item for so long. And I don't know that it has any resolution. How do you plan for the future if you don't know exactly what's going to happen to Obamacare or Trump Care or whatever comes along the road?
I think you keep focused on the communities you're in. And, you know, our goal is to service the community as best we can and our patients. One thing about healthcare, you know, it's like a few other businesses, we're going to have a constant flow of patients. If we provide the right quality and we have the best physicians and we maintain really quality infrastructure to do that with, we will have a constant flow. The question is, can we do that in a smarter, better way? Can we adapt fast? Can we react quickly? And can we provide the type of care that is needed based on the profile of that community? That's where we spend our focus. Now, we got to get paid for that. And you mentioned Obamacare or whatever the topic might be. A lot of people have a lot of ideas on how we should get paid. At the end of the day, the system has to work. So, you know, the ideas need to be grounded in reality, and we'll see where that goes. I think we're a long way off yet. Maybe not that long from the election, but I think a lot of this stuff will get sorted out as we get much closer. Unfortunately, it creates some uncertainty in the market.
Meanwhile, your new industry seems to be growing. I look at the job gains on the monthly basis, and healthcare seems to be one of the few areas that's still really showing some fairly strong job gains. And I look at your stock. Your stock's up, you know, coming into earnings was up about 30% for the year. The street must think better of your industry.
Yes, I think they do. And look, hospitals are going to be here. The question is, will you continue to be a leading provider of care? And that is what we focus on every single day. The industry itself continues to seek out new ways. There's a lot of innovation in healthcare going on. There are really some terrific doctors out there, which we believe we have a fair number of those on our team. So, you know, I do think it's a growing industry. And by the way, we have an aging population, right or wrong. And that's a fact. And people still come to this country for healthcare. So the stuff we have developed and the quality that we provide is what makes a difference.
Is finding employees a difficult thing in this sort of environment right now?
You know, we've been fortunate, David. We have a very stable workforce, and there's always a nurse shortage. I think that is always a concern. But other than that, at this stage, I would say that there's some pressure out there, but I wouldn't say it's material or has slowed us down at this point.
Ron Rettmeyer is the Executive Chairman and the CEO of Tenet Healthcare Corporation. Thank you for your time, sir.
Thanks, David. It's always a pleasure.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.